Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting
Rolling.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rollins-Blake and Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter to discuss an urban agenda to rebuild America. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, hope all is well with you. All is bone-chilling cold in D.C. Man, make a brother not want to go to work. You know, work at the house, so it's all good. Work at the house. All right. This weekend, of course, we have the one all-star game time don't nobody care about. That, I mean, you probably care more about the soccer or the hockey all-star game than the NFL Pro Bowl. But there's a new wrinkle this year. So I said, well, let me call my homegirl from ESPN2, from First Take, Carrie Champion. Carrie, what's up?
Hey, Roland, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. So, okay, so they got a new wrinkle this year. Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice drafted the Pro Bowl player, so no more AFC, NFC.
That is true. So here's the deal. They have the good idea, they being the folks at the NFL, thought that we could get more interest. If we get two people who are really known for trash talking, being flashy, having a good time. So they go to Deion and they go to Jerry. So it's Team Sanders, it's Team Rice. So start leading up to the Pro Bowl, they're on Twitter, they're on social media, talking trash, and I'm going to beat the brakes off you and this, that, and the other, trying to garner interest. You know, kudos to the NFL for trying to do that. So you either want to be on Team Sanders or you want to be on Team, you know, Rice. You got to pick your team. They pick their teams, but in their minds, they're hoping the players are like, yeah, I want to get with Deion. No, I want to be with Jerry. But at the end of the day, it just didn't sustain. Folks don't really care. They tried to do this fantasy football thing with the Pro Bowl because you know how popular fantasy football is. It just didn't translate.
So it is really funny, Sybil, because you know, and what's crazy is the ratings for the Pro Bowl are great.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's watching?
Carrie, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was gonna say no one's really watching.
Well, how did it get ratings?
It gets ratings from people who just have nothing better to do and want to see football.
Yeah.
They're going through withdrawal. They're waiting for the Super Bowl the following Sunday. And this is something to watch in the meantime. As far as real interest, here's the deal. There's nothing at stake. It's hard to analyze something when there's really nothing at stake.
But also, Carrie, it really got bad 2 years ago when it really was like flag football out there. I mean, guys, they weren't even attempting to tackle or whatever. And obviously, they don't want to get hurt. And it was so bad at the NFL threatened guys, look, we're going to get rid of this thing if y'all don't want to play. And so they've been trying to, you know, get a little bit better. Even some of the other players said, yeah, we could have showed a little bit more effort. So do you actually think you're going to see more effort in a real football game, or is going to be, frankly, a super-duper flag football contest?
You're not going to see major effort. You may see just some folks who want some bragging rights. Maybe, for instance, Brandon Marshall, who plays for the Bears, the wideout for the Bears, said, you know, oh, they picked Alshon Jeffrey over me during this roster, so I'm going to have to show them I'm actually the number one receiver. So maybe you might here see some bragging rights for that, only in that range, but I can't see anybody really working hard because of the fact you don't want to get injured.
Nobody's going to go Richard Sherman on anybody.
And that's where they lose. Richard Sherman did something so genius. And he has people talking about him nationwide. Take a lesson from Sherman and make it interesting. Because I tune in if Richard was playing. I don't know about you. I watch anyway. But like, I'm going to watch with one eye closed, kind of watching that, being on Twitter, you know, that kind of thing.
Jay Anthony, you ain't nothing. Thanks, Carrie. Catch Carrie Champion,
right,
ESPN2 First Take, 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m. ESPN2. Check me out. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
So, Tom, I wanted Carrie to come talk sports here because you never get to hear her talk on ESPN2.
Wow.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV1.